This is Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. It's the end of October, which means we're stuck with a pandemic Halloween. Rest assured that there are ways to celebrate safely if you can deal without trick-or-treating in groups or hosting that big costume party. Here with some tips for a safe Halloween is FM89 health reporter Carrie Klein as part of our weekly COVID-19 update. Welcome, Carrie.
Hello. Hi, Kathleen.
So as usual, let's begin with an overview of what happened with COVID-19 in the San Joaquin Valley in the last week.
Okay, well, after many weeks of holding steady, it looks like newly reported cases are slowly ticking back up. It's not necessarily bad news just yet, but it's not good news either. And when it comes to deaths, deaths due to COVID-19 have not caught up yet. There has not been an appreciable rise, but there is typically a delay between rising case rates and rising fatalities. Now, when it comes to hospital beds, there's an interesting pattern here, which appears that the number of COVID-19 patients in regular hospital beds is not rising, but it is in ICU beds. So that's a peculiar trend here. And then I wanted to talk a little bit about the blueprint for a safer economy, this plan statewide for reopening businesses and houses of worship. No counties in our area fell back into more restrictive tiers, which is good news. That means that there are no additional business closures or restrictions this week. And so where that leaves us is that Madera and Tulare counties are in the purple most restrictive tier. Fresno, Kings, Kern, and Merced counties are a tier ahead in red. And then Mariposa is in the least restrictive tier, which is yellow.
So, of course, tomorrow is Halloween, obviously a big weekend for celebrating, mingling, and sharing food and lots of candy. Mm-hmm. But in light of the pandemic, is Halloween essentially canceled this year?
No, it doesn't have to be. I mean, it's not going to be the same experience this year. But, as KQED put it in one of the stories that they wrote, there are ways to make the prospect of a pandemic Halloween suck a little bit less than you might think. And so, a lot of keywords here are doing things at home, by car, and at a distance. Health officials are really discouraging trick-or-treating. And instead, they suggest things like, gathering just with your family or only with a few households outside. You can go to an outdoor museum or display. There are drive-through things like haunted houses, movies, performances, and there are even things like scavenger hunts. Do something in your backyard or go around your neighborhood without actually involving other people in your neighborhood. You can do virtual costume parties, pumpkin carving contests. You can decorate cloth masks for Halloween. I mean, there are just endless possibilities like this. You can keep an eye on places you usually like to visit. They may have online or drive-through events. Maybe you can even rent out a performer to come and do something fun outside your house. And one suggestion I keep hearing a lot is grab-and-go treats. And for more, here's Fresno County Interim Health Officer Dr. Race Fora.
Think about creating bags that you just pass out or leave out in your yard. And then people are getting really creative with zip lines, little chutes and slides for candy, hanging things on a tree or hanging things on a hat rack that they keep outside so that they don't have to actually interface at very close distance with kids that are wanting to celebrate the festival of the season.
And I should mention, it's not just Fresno County who is suggesting these things. I mean, it's public officials everywhere, county governments, public health departments, the CDC, it's sheriff's offices, all are urging everyone to be safe and not let your guard down.
But realistically, many people still will go out trick-or-treating. Is there a way to do that safely?
I mean, I think, health experts will say that everything is risky in some way, but trick-or-treating is a much higher risk than doing things at home with your own household. Another thing to think about is that in the case of, disease transmission on Halloween, contact tracing could really be a mess. But if you are going out, there are a lot of recommendations that say only go with people in your own household, stay a safe distance from others, don't crowd on doorsteps, wear cloth masks, not just plastic costume masks. They don't offer nearly the same protection. Avoid doorbells. You don't know how many fingers have touched them. And don't eat your candy while outside. Wait until you're home and you've washed your hands.
And then for those who do go trick-or-treating, do they need to disinfect the candy wrappers before they touch them?
Official guidance seems to say that surfaces really are not a common way that the disease is transmitted. It's really more through these droplets through the air, but it won't hurt anything as long as you're following the instructions for whatever disinfectant you're using.
Halloween, of course, isn't the only holiday that's coming up this weekend. What about safely celebrating Dia de los Muertos?
Right. This is the holiday that originated in Central America and Mexico. It's on November 1st. It's a way of celebrating loved ones who have died. And I think the same sort of principles apply here. You know, the safest way to celebrate is do it at home, only with the people you live with. But there are some creative alternatives that I've read about. You know, create an altar to your loved ones in front of a window so others can see it from outside. Create a virtual altar, share it online or on social media. You know, if you're going to go to a cemetery, go only with your family members. Don't stay there a long time. Prepare your meals ahead of time or your food, hand it out without gathering, and then maybe host a small parade with everyone standing, you know, a wide distance apart.
So Carrie, to a certain extent, I feel like people already know a lot of this. We've been hearing about masking and social distancing for months. It just seems like we're having to continually talk about these precautions just to keep people from letting down their guard.
Yeah, I think that that's right. And there's kind of a term for what we're fighting against, pandemic fatigue. Here's Fresno County's Dr. Ray Svora again.
The new scary monster that we do have to deal with right now is something called pandemic fatigue. And that is something that all of us are feeling. And that will really create a real nightmare scenario for us, is if we allow our apathy, our complacency, our sense of fatigue to overwhelm all of these really good preventative strategies that we have all been doing so well to abide by for the last few months.
And we are unfortunately seeing this play out in other parts of the country where case rates had been low but are now surging. And as county officials keep reminding us, in California, case numbers are tied to business reopenings. And so if we're careless, we're not just putting our communities at risk, we may also be leading to businesses and houses of worship needing to close back up and suffer more.
Well, let's end on a positive note. What are your plans for Halloween? Are you going to try any of these creative solutions?
Yeah, actually, I think we will. You know, this is going to be my daughter's first Halloween, so we're not going to miss out on the family photo op, I don't think.
I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah, but I think what we'll do is that we're gonna put a table out by the street. We're going to put candy on it, let people take their own, and then we'll sit on our front porch and wave to everyone as they walk by. What are you going to do?
You know, it's going to be a typical Saturday night in the Shock household, which probably will involve a little Netflix and some takeout.
So that sounds exciting. Delightful. Get yourself some candy, too.
That goes without saying. But, yeah. Well, I hope you and your family are all going to have a fun and safe time. And of course, we'll talk again next week.
Thank you. You too. Thanks so much.